Hello and welcome to Bites by MSDN. I'm Tim Huckabee and I'm excited today because there's few people in the world that we call by a first name. Elvis, Madonna, and Anders. Anders, thanks so much for coming.
Oh, my pleasure.
Today.
My pleasure.
So we were worried. We weren't. But there were some people worried before Build about losing the ability to use C# and VB.net in building these cool new Metro-type apps.
Yeah.
Reaction?
Well, the rumors are clearly greatly exaggerated. And VB and C# are definitely first-class citizens in the Windows 8 universe, along with C++ and JavaScript. And we have several ways for you to build these great new Metro-style apps. And C# and VB is right in there, along with XAML, our UI language. It's a great experience. And I've been doing it myself for the past many months now, and I'm loving it.
And you're
a lot of fun.
So, as the godfather of C#, or the father of
father,
C#,
yeah.
You can say that you're pretty pleased about the
I am.
Going.
I am indeed. Yeah.
Yeah. And we're all pretty excited, of course. There's a couple other things we'd love to talk about today, get your views on. One would be async.
Mm-hmm. Well, so async or asynchronous programming is this form of programming that's becoming increasingly important in when we build responsive applications. You know, in JavaScript has always presented an HTML, an asynchronous programming model. But traditionally, you know, in desktop apps, we've had synchronous APIs, and when you call an API where you don't know how long it's going to take to complete, you often end up with these frosted apps or spinning toilet bowls and whatever. And what we've done in C# and VB, in C# 5.0 and VB 11, the versions of the languages that are in this preview, is we built a new asynchronous programming model or language extensions for asynchronous programming that makes it very, very simple to write your code such that it can run asynchronously. One of the problems with writing asynchronous code has been that everything turns into callbacks. You know, your code, they're sort of like the stuff you want to do now, and then when the asynchronous call ends, then here's the stuff you want to continue with, but that you have to specify as a callback or a lambda expression or something, and that has sort of an effect of turning your code inside out. But with the language extensions we've added to C# and VB, you get to write your code just like regular linear code, and then we inject the callback, so to speak. And that really allows you to focus on the coding instead of the mechanics.
In other words, you guys are doing another good job of making something that historically was pretty difficult quite easy.
That is at the core of it. That's right. What we do, right? We bottle productivity.
there you go. So speaking of which, you've also got a really interesting project going.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with Area 51 in New Mexico, but it's called Roslyn.
It's called Roslyn, which actually is a little town up in the mountains from Seattle, up by Cle Elum.
Okay.
A little old mining town. Very cute. Yes, Roslyn is all about a thing that we've talked about before called compiler as a service. If you think about traditionally what is a compiler, it's sort of this black box that you feed in source code on one side, and out the other side comes assemblies or object code, and a bunch of magic happens in the middle.
Right.
But that magic, typically, you have not been able to be privy to it, so to speak. All of the knowledge that the compiler builds about your code as it compiles it, it sort of readily forgets about again at the end. But with the Roslyn project, we're, in a sense, opening up the compiler and allowing you to share in the wealth of information that the compiler has about your code so that you can do intelligent things or build intelligent features, like all of the things that we do in the IDE, like statement completion, refactorings, find all references, go to definition. They're all built from the knowledge that the compiler has. And we're opening that up now as a full functional API that anyone can use in their own apps, or they can build new extensions to the IDE. They can build, you know, dynamic programming experiences, use C# or VB as a dynamic interactive language. You know, we have a full-blown language object model. You can embed C# or VB as a domain-specific language or in your domain-specific language. So a bunch of interesting, you know, new things you can do with the languages.
And And you know what I love the most about you? It's so clear that you love this stuff.
Oh, it's
and
it's you're great.
Genuinely
it's, I love
enjoy your
out
job.
And, absolutely.
And thank goodness we have you in the ecosystem. Hey, Anders, thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. Thank you.
And thank you guys for watching.